Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here. We're going to talk Lacapara Valley Baseball with head coach Bart Hill. And good morning, Bart.
Top of the morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, well, we've got, how many games we got to talk about this week?
Three games.
And you got two more today.
Yes, we do. It's been a busy week. All conference games, too.
Yep. All right. Well, last Monday?
Yeah, we started on Monday. We took on McRae at home. They're a much improved team than probably what most people thought. Anyways, it was a good day for us. We started out and scored four runs in the bottom of the first inning and really kept the foot on the pedal the rest of the way. We ended up winning that game 11-4. In fact, the only four runs that McRae scored were in the fourth inning. They had three hits, two hits, a walk, and a grand slam home run, and that was the only damage they did. Otherwise, most of the innings were 1-2-3.
Wow.
So we had 15 hits in that game. Peyton Mortensen in a leadoff spot was 3-for-4, scored a couple runs, had a triple RBI. Braden Kittleson was 1-for-4. Evan Benson was 2-for-3. He scored three runs, had a double. We had Dane Haas was 2-for-3. He scored a couple runs, had two RBIs. We had Corbin Kells was 2-for-3. He scored a couple of runs. We had Brett Baldwin was 3-for-4. He had four RBIs. Caden Bjornelld was 2-for-3. He had a couple RBIs. So we had 11 runs, 15 hits, and just one error, Paul. It was a great day offensively for the Eagles.
Yeah, 15 hits. That's pretty good.
That's always a good thing. So, and then pitching-wise, Wyatt Halverson started on the mound. He was the winner through five innings, gave up just the three hits. Like I said, they were all in the same inning. Mm-hmm. Four runs, they were all earned. Two walks, struck out eight. And Peyton Mortensen through the last two innings gave up no hits and runs, just walked one batter and struck out three. So at that point then, we were five and one in the conference. And, with four more conference games to go this week.
Okay. And what was that final score with McRae again?
11-4.
11-4. Okay.
And then Thursday night, we entertained YME. And again, they've been kind of bit by the hard luck bug. They've had a lot of close scores. And this was actually a really, really good game, Paul. It ended up being the Eagles won 4-0, but both pitchers did really, really well. Bennett Knapper gave up just two runs for YME, and we started Evan Benson. Hasn't got to pitch a whole lot because he catches, but he actually turned in his best pitching performance of his career through all seven innings. Gave up just three hits, no runs, two walks, and five strikeouts. Is a great day for Evan on the mound. Mm-hmm. And then hitting-wise, Paul, we only had five hits, but we kind of made them count. Peyton Mortensen's 2-for-3. He had a double. Evan Benson was 1-for-3, but he had a mammoth home run. I heard you talking to him about comparing your home runs, how big they were, but I do know this. I haven't seen many hit the highway and bounce over to Tufties, and his did and went over the flagpole. It was a pretty big shot. So,
wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I know there's other people like you were talking to him about, including yourself, that have hit some deep home runs. So it was the only hit of the game, but it was a big RBI in the first inning that got us on the board. And then later on, Wyatt Halverson picked up his only hit. He had a home run in the third inning to put us up 2-0. His was not quite as far. And then we had Brett Baldwin was 1-for-3 in that game as well. And let's see, Evan Benson, we mentioned him. Peyton Mortensen was 2-for-3. So just five hits in that game, like I said, but two big home runs allowed us to help win that game 4-0 over YME.
Yeah. And after that game, where are the conference standings? It was kind of tight in the top there.
Well,
wasn't
it was.
Roughly?
So after that game.
Thursday night.
So the Eagles were sitting at 6-1 in the conference, and KMS, who we were entertaining Friday night, was 6-0 in the conference. So obviously it was a big matchup. I like to call it the conference championship because in my mind there's no doubt whoever's going to win that game. We had both already played Mineota, was probably going to go on to win the conference. And that game was at home Friday night at Memorial Ballpark. And
yep.
Broadcast of that game, Paul, and
yep.
It didn't start out so well because it started raining and everything from there went downhill.
Yeah, it was kind of iffy around 4:30 or 4 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah, it basically started raining around 2:30, sprinkling, and it kind of just went on and off, mostly on, not off, and it was just a kind of a miserable start to it. And the rain gods, I guess, were trying to tell us something, Paul, that maybe we should not have played that game because as bad as it was in the late start that we got, the game was even worse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The first couple of innings, a good ball game.
Yeah. We started Braden Kittleson on the mound. Our thought was maybe he could throw him off a little bit. He doesn't throw particularly hard. But they ended up jumping out a 3-0 lead. Really, they just utilized some walks and wild pitches. And you know, a sacrifice fly, and they were ahead 3-0. And in the bottom of the third inning, we had a chance to score with a runner on. Peyton Mortensen just drilled a ball to the gap, and right fielder made a great running catch on it and took away a hit and an RBI, and who knows what would have happened at that point.
Yeah, that ball really tailed.
It really did.
Like 40 yards.
Yeah, it was a laser. Yep. And it's too bad. And then, of course, in the fourth inning, everything fell apart. Braden didn't record an out, I don't think, so we had to bring in some pitchers, and it just went downhill from there. We had to use two or three pitchers in that inning, I think, and they ended up scoring 7 runs. And, you know, I think after they got about the third or fourth run and they were ahead 6-0, it was just, you could just tell the body language from our kids. They were just really bummed out that, you know, we're that far behind. And it wasn't like they were hitting the ball or anything.
No, they only had 2 hits in that inning.
Yeah, yeah. We had 2 or 3 errors and some wild pitches, some walks and stuff. And they put it all together and got 7 runs. And now you're down 10-0, you know, and we ended up scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning to get to 10-2, and that's all the closer we got. And so the Eagles lost that game 14-2, and ironically both teams had 8 hits in that game, but it was our 3 errors and our 9 walks by our pitchers and probably a half a dozen wild pitches that ultimately were the demise of the Eagles. So you know, KMS moves to 7-0, and now we're 6-2, and it really would take a miracle now, because you know they hold the tiebreaker over us and Mineota, who are in second and third place. So now our sights have to turn to you know, the rest of the year and get gearing up for the playoffs. But like I said, in that game, Paul, we had 8 hits. Evan Benson was 2-for-2. Dane Haas was 2-for-3. Ian Allpress picked up a hit. He was 1-for-2. Caden Bjornheld was 1-for-2, and Wyatt Halvorsen was 2-for-3. But pitching, do we have a half hour to go through all these guys? So, well, let's just put it this way.
Yeah, a couple minutes left.
We had Braden Kittleson started only through 2 1/3 innings, and then we went to Caden Bjornheld through 1 1/3. Trevor Gierman did not record an out, walked 3 batters. Peyton Mortensen came in to throw a third of an inning. Brett Baldwin came in through 1 1/3 innings, and then Wyatt Halvorsen through the last 2 2/3 of an inning. Like I said, we gave up 14 runs, had 9 walks, and they had 8 hits, coupled with the 3 errors, throwing a hit batter or two here or there, and it was just a really, really ugly game for the Eagles.
It was a tough game last night, that's for sure.
It was. Like I said, it was really disheartening because, you know, we don't get a chance to play for conference championships a whole lot, you know. We've had some success winning lots of games, but that's always a special moment, and you know, whether it's, you know, us not preparing them correctly or them mentally not believing it, but it was just really a bad game.
All right, what do you have today then?
Well, we're taking on Canby soon at 11 o'clock, another conference game, and then we got Lakeview right after that, another conference game, so that puts 4 conference games in 3 days. We're hoping to have enough pitching to get through that. You know, we'll do whatever it takes. Hopefully we can get a complete game out of somebody so we can have a little less burden on our pitching staff, but, you know, it is what it is. Yep. We'll go down there and do the best we can.
Yeah, that pitch count is another subject that we could talk about for hours.
It is, and that was part of the problem going into you know, Friday night's game. We had to use guys because we knew that we had to save some for Saturday, so basically they were going out there throwing 20 pitches or maybe 2 or 3 batters. That's all they could do, and that's the way the game was.
Yep. All right, well, good luck today. Dick Newman and Kurt Baldwin will have that game at 11 o'clock with the Canby Lancers. And Canby's been up and down once in a while.
Yeah, they got some hitters. They got two or three really good hitters. They got one, you know, pretty decent pitcher, the Stokes kid, so we're not sure what we're going to see. And tell you what, Paul, though, I think we're 0-for-3 in radio games. So if we don't win that game tomorrow, we might have to request never to be on the radio again. Or at least this year.
I know you're superstitious like that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet, Bart. Thanks for coming in. That's head coach Bart Hill of the Eagles. We'll take a break and be back with more of the Coach's Show after this.